Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Matt Hinckley. I'm a middle school teacher from Berkeley, California. I teach at Longfellow Middle School in Berkeley, California, seventh grade mostly. And I'm teaching a course, three-session course this week at Holden on nature journaling and scientific sketching. And I don't really see myself as an artist, at least in terms of my own identity. I don't see myself too much as a scientist either, although I'm a science teacher. I think what I really see myself as is I'm here to be the teacher who helps the students in my session kind of bring out their inner artist and their inner scientist that I think, you know, can both be scary things to really express, but to help them express those things that I think they have inside already. Doing a session, three sessions on nature journaling, scientific sketching this week. I mean, I view nature journaling and scientific sketching really as a tool that people can use out in nature to connect with nature more. In my three sessions this week, I'm really drawing on a couple of resources for my curriculum. One is a book for teachers called Opening the World Through Nature Journaling, Integrating Art, Science, and Language Arts, just published by the California Native Plant Society. Authors are John Muir Laws, Emily Brunig, Emily Ligren, and Celeste Lopez. It's a really wonderful resource for anybody who's teaching nature journaling. And then I'm also relying on a book called The Laws Guide to Nature Journaling. It's written and illustrated by John Muir Laws for a lot of the sort of art and observation tips. In my classes this week, the students have really been doing a lot. There hasn't been a lot of me talking. There's been a lot of them doing nature journal drawings. Every day we've done a series of activities, five activities really. So in these 3 days, my students are ending up with about 15 entries in their nature journals. And the activities are kind of designed initially to be icebreakers, get to know each other, get the artistic juices flowing, to kind of gain some insights about what makes good scientific observation and good scientific sketching. We've done a few little art tips as well, kind of tips and tricks for drawing things. We've practiced, and I'm going to wrap up with a culminating activity, kind of a class project on the Holden Village Nature Trail at the end of the week. In our nature journaling exercises, we've focused on five big ideas for what makes good nature journal entries. Be remembered with the acronym ABCDE. They're accurate, big, colorful, detailed, and explained. We've also done some written prompts where the students in my course have kind of thought about the ideas of what they notice, what they wonder, and what things they're reminded of when they're out in nature. And also to put this in the context more broadly of Holden Village and what's going on at Holden Village this summer, you know, on the theme of fear not, I think art can be really scary to a lot of people to really put pen to paper and start drawing things. And people building their relationships with nature and repairing humans' relationships with nature, and how I hope that scientific sketching and nature journaling can be one way to do that, to slow down, to look at nature and really see the detail in it. And I also hope, you know, in the same theme that a lot of the other teaching faculty here have been talking about, I think a lot of the other teaching faculty have been talking about seeing the humanity in other people and really seeing other people and stopping to be vulnerable and understand other communities or people we might see as the other. And I'm hoping that my nature journaling students will take that broader lesson to just slow down, be observant, just as we're doing our nature journaling, that every plant of every species is an absolute individual. It's really important that we as people give each other, you know, our own. We look at the other just as with as much complexity as we look at ourselves. And, you know, we're here in Holden doing this nature journaling in this really fantastic natural environment, but that doesn't mean it can't be done by those at home, wherever they may be. I mean, there's plants, there's animals everywhere. And you could be doing a really accurate, big, colorful, detailed, explained drawing of plant growing up through a sidewalk or you know, a blackberry bush weaving through a chain link fence or something like that. And you're going to see just as much nature in that, particularly paying attention to the details of that individual organism that you might see here at Holden. I think Holden gives us a space to do this where nature's right at our doorstep and there's so much to do. And it gives us a community of like-minded students in the classroom to really do this a lot. We did an activity today. I mean, we've done a lot of activities. We did an activity today just thinking about the individuality of specific plants and organisms where the students did an entry in their nature journal looking at a specific plant, not a specific species, but like an individual of that species. And they really tried to do their journal entries with a lot of detail to make them accurate and to really explain them. And then we traded journals, and without telling each other, we did a scavenger hunt to try to find each other's plants. And every single student in my class found their partner's plant. I mean, their journal entries, even in just a day of practice of nature journaling, were that amazing that they had so much detail that it wasn't like the person had drawn a daisy and they said, okay, it's a daisy. It was like the person had drawn a specific flower on a specific plant, and then the other person was able to use that information and find that, which was really, really neat to see. And then just the other thing that I would add in general, I mentioned the resources that I've been drawing upon. For people, you know, listening at home and wondering where to go or where to turn for nature journaling, John Muir Laws, you search John Muir Laws, his website has huge amounts of resources on nature journaling, and it's a lot of what I've drawn upon for this week's session.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.